62 international cold water swimmers made history this weekend. They completed the first ever swim relay across the Bering Straits, 53 miles from Cape Druzhnev, Russia to Cape Wales, Alaska, in waters as cold as 39 degrees without wetsuits. Yesterday, about half of the swimmers came ashore to Nome. Those without visas had to stay behind on their support vessel, a 540-foot Russian naval ship anchored in the waters outside of Nome. While the group of about 30 swimmers and members of the Russian media clustered around representatives from the city of Nome near the Anvil City Square gold pan, I got the chance to speak with one of the swimmers.
My name is James Pitta. I'm from Sydney, Australia, and I'm 43 years of age.
James is also legally blind. He started cold water swimming 15 years ago.
I think for me the appeal is it's just a challenge. You know, it is all about the way that you react in that water and how you get your body mentally prepared. And to me it's a challenge because, you know, a lot of people can do swimming in a normal pool at a normal temperature and can go out and do it in the oceans when it's, you know, 18 degrees Celsius. But when you've got to get down to 6 and 5 and 4s,
Peters trains regularly to acclimatize himself to cold water.
I did a lot of training in my pool at home. I got a tethered rope and tied it to the pool fence, and then I swam against that for like 20 minutes to half an hour when it was like 6 and 5 degrees, and got myself. And then I'd jump out of the pool, and I'd have a break for half an hour, and then I'd come back and do another 20 minutes to try and shock my body to getting used to, because I knew in this event of swimming the Bering Strait that I would. That I would be getting in and out of the water. So it's trying to get yourself acclimatized, get yourself warm, and then go back in again. That was the way I did things at home.
Excellent. And once you got up here, as I heard it, it's sort of like a leapfrog relay across the Bering Strait. At what part did you get in, and how long did you end up swimming for?
Okay, it was a leapfrog. What we did was we started, and everybody, when you transferred to the next person, you did a high five or you clapped hands together. I got in the first time for my first 10-minute shift just before the international dateline, and it was 6 degrees, and that was about 2 in the afternoon. And then the next day I got in at 7 p.m. About 7 p.m. or I think in the afternoon, and it was 8 degrees. And then I got in and did another 10, and I was then given the lovely honour of doing the penultimate shift, the last 10-minute shift, before we handed on to the Russian who swam into the Prince of Wales Cape there. So I was another 10-minute shift, and that was 12 degrees, and that was like being in a bath, considering that 6 and 12, there's an enormous difference between 6 and 12. It was like I was swimming this all day. So to be given the penultimate shift of 10 minutes was fantastic, before I then handed on to the Russian who nicely swam the last 10 minutes. And then we also did, at the end, when we came back and the Russian swam in, we then did a flag swim, and I was able to swim with my Australian flag in as well. So I had 4 swims, and each swim was fantastic. And to me, I can't see what's going on because I'm blind, but for me, just getting out there and being in the waves, it's just being free, it's just being fun. And then the thing that was great for me was then treading water and clapping hands in the middle of Bering Sea. I think that to me is a thing I will take away from the swim, that there I was doing a high five with someone. The next time I do a high five with someone in Sydney, I'll be thinking about, I did that in the middle of the afternoon with my Czech mate who followed me afterwards. So yes, absolutely.
That's a pretty unbeatable high five.
Absolutely, yes.
Then a Russian swimmer interrupted our interview.
Very, very brave man. Big waves. And we both. Very brave man. The real man.
Excellent. Excellent. Do you have any idea why it was 10-minute shifts? Is that the longest you can stand being in water like that?
I think they decided upon 10-minute shift because early on when it was very, very cold, that was the easiest way to do it. And it then meant you could get 3 people on a Zodiac who could do half an hour, and then the next Zodiac would come out with another 3 people. I think 10 minutes was a good shift. I think it gave you, early on when it was, well, when I got in it was 6, but before that, the night shift before I got in the first time, it was 3.2 degrees. And I really don't think you could do more than 10 minutes in 3.2 degrees. The other thing is that when you finished your shift, if you were the number one person in the Zodiac and there were 2 other people behind you, you were out there on an open Zodiac with a couple of blankets and sitting there for another, you know, if it was longer than 10 minutes and you were sitting there for a lot longer, I'm sure you'd freeze a lot more. So I think 10 minutes was a really good time. Once we got closer towards the Alaskan side and to Prince of Wales. It then became 15-minute shifts, and I think that was fair enough. But I really think you have to think about when you're sitting, you know, swimming in 6 degrees is not too bad. Sitting on a Zodiac with a thumping wind, very cold wind, for 20 minutes and half an hour, that's tough.
Yes, and I heard you ran into some bad weather, especially around Diomede. I heard you were stuck there for 2 days.
We actually did really well past Diomede. It was when we got to within 20, about 15 nautical miles of the Alaskan coast, we got a lovely northerly current. And what happened was we decided we'd send out, of the 62 swimmers, our best 27 swimmers. And on one of the days, they swam all day in shifts of 10 minutes, just the 27 of them. And they got 3 kilometres forwards. That'll show you how bad the current was, that in 8 hours of swimming with 27 people of our best rotating, we only got 3 kilometres. So then the next day we had a day off because the weather was just horrendous. And then we went out again on the next day after that, and they swam for about 4 or 5 hours and then decided again to stop because again it was up to 8 meter swells, and that's in a Zodiac, you know, that's right to swim in, but being in a Zodiac in 8 meter swells when you've got to get someone from a Zodiac back onto the main boat is very hard work. And so yeah, and then the last day we just seemed to power through the current, and all of a sudden at about the 5th hour mark on the 11th of maybe that was the 10th of this Alaskan time, 11th ship time, we made it into the Cape, and we'd spent 6 days in total, but of those 6 days, 2 days we didn't swim in total. So really it was a 4-day mission, and with 62 swimmers doing 10-minute shifts, outstanding effort.
Absolutely. And now that it's all done, you're here in Nome, how do you feel having accomplished all this?
I feel very excited. Well, first of all, I feel very honoured and thrilled that I was even included and invited, I have to say that. Being a person with who is blind, to be included is, I think, is a great thrill and a great honour for people who are blind and have disabilities. To be included in something is just a great thrill. So I say I'm honoured and privileged and thrilled that I was invited. Secondly, to be allowed to get out there and swim when there were some difficult times to getting on the Zodiacs. And I thank my mate Craig from America who swam with me on all of my 4 times. And thank you to him for giving me the assistance and the time and the effort and all the help around the ship. And I think it's just a great thrill to be involved with. When I think about it, you had people from 16 different nations, 6 different continents, 62 different people swimming of different abilities and strengths. Is a great thrill. And to think that a lot of those countries 25, 30 years ago were probably didn't like each other at times, you know, and to come together as a group is a very important thing, and to know how important it is to be friends and unite the world, I think, is a very good association of what we did, and I think that that just to have those number of countries and people with different languages, different cultures, different religions, and to unite together for 11 days on a Russian ship was outstanding, a privilege, a thrill, and just excitement. And it's lovely to be here in Nome. It's a beautiful day in Nome, and to think that we did the exact route of what Mr. Dejanev did. Captain Dejanev did back in 1648, from all the way from Yakutsk to Kamchatka to Providenia to Cape Dejanev to Wales and then down to Nome. I don't know how he did it in 1648, because I can tell you it was hard work in 2013. And I have to say that I'm thrilled to be here, and I'm back home in a couple of days. I have a long flight back to Sydney, Australia.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me, James.
Thank you for having us. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
James Peters was one of 62 international cold water swimmers to participate in the Bering Strait Swim Relay this past weekend. He returns to Sydney tomorrow, where he'll return to work as an accountant with the Australian Tax Office and start training for his next event, a charity cold water swim in Sydney. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Eva DeLapp.